yo, it's hard sometimes, so take a breath. New step, making sure the pace is kept. Too many overslept, or making that dream connect. Life, feel the force in life. Yo, it's hard sometimes, so take a breath. New step, making sure the pace is kept. Too many overslept, or making that dream connect. Life, feel the force in life. Hey, yo, I walk. Words build out with skill, taking the time to build foundations based on how we feel.
Music can heal, develop a skill, reveal the feeling I really feel.
From the core, more than a mass.
This is Patty Nieves, Alban Rise Up Radio. We're actually now going to move into our last guest, Miss Rosa Clemente, who is representing the National Hip Hop Convention. This morning we've been speaking about the violations of immigrants' civil liberties. We've spoken about Bush's partial birth abortion ban and environmental racism issues in the South Bronx, which leads us forward to solutions. And one of the strategies is certainly electoral politics. And my personal opinion is that voting Mr. Bush out of office will help ameliorate some of these grave situations that we're dealing with. So, Ms. Rosa Clemente, National Hip Hop Convention, welcome. How are you this morning?
Good. How is everybody out there? I hope everybody out there is good. So the National Hip Hop Convention, what we're basically trying to do is really mobilize the hip-hop generation to not only want to go out and vote, but to become educated on issues that are affecting us locally, statewide and nationally. And the National Hip Hop Convention will take place June 10th to the 12th of 2004 in Newark at the Performing Arts Center and some other venues in Newark. And we're not trying to recreate the Gary Convention. And some folks out there might not know about the Gary Convention, but in the mid-70s, many African-American, black nationalist brothers and sisters got together and just kind of came together with different opinions and said, we might be doing work differently, but we can move a political agenda forward for our people. And what the Gary Convention was supposed to do was really not only move a political agenda forward, but also kind of reward and punish elected officials who got into office and then didn't do or make their promises, didn't keep to the promises that they made to their constituencies. And Richie Perez talks a lot about reward and punishment and using electoral politics as a tactic. So what we'll be having is a national gathering of the hip-hop generation to vote on, adopt, and endorse a political agenda for our generation. And the way we're going to do that is to help set up local organizing committees, much like the Million Man March was organized. A lot of people don't realize that, although Farrakhan put the call out, it was incumbent on local communities to decide, we're going to take this many people and this is the agenda we're going to with the march. And that's really why 2.5 million people showed up at the march, because it was locally empowered activists to say, okay, we'll go and this is the kind of work we want to do. So we have local organizing committees already set up in New York, Florida, Alabama, California, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, and I'm working right now on trying to even set up a LLC in Puerto Rico.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about statistics, Nami? I was speaking with other members of the convention, and they were kind of breaking down the fact that, 50% of all people between 18 and 35 don't vote, for example. What are some of your strategies for galvanizing this block of young voters to actually participate in the electoral process, never mind, develop a political agenda?
Well, I mean, first, in terms of statistics, in 2000, the 2000 elections, 51.3% of the national voting age population voted. The hip-hop generation is 33% of the American electorate, most of which did not vote in the 2000 election. And furthermore, even though 33% of the American electorate is part of the hip-hop generation, in communities of color, their numbers are even larger. In the Asian and African-American community, the hip-hop generation is approximately 38% of the population. The Latino community is nearly 50%. And when we say hip-hop generation, really, that's just a kind of sociological term that says those born after 1969 to about 1985. That doesn't mean that other people don't partake, but that's the cohort group. Repeat the question.
What are some of your strategies for, like, getting young people to participate in this agenda development process? And also, I mean, even in terms of the electoral process overall, you know what I mean?
Right. I think in terms of the National Hip Hop Convention, the main strategy is that we're saying, look, a whole bunch of us who have been doing work together, from Raz Baraka, who's a deputy mayor of Newark, New Jersey, to Kwame Kilpatrick, who's the 34-year-old African-American young man who's the mayor of Detroit, to people like Baya Adolfo, me, and just a whole bunch of other folks who are activists, said, we can kind of put out a national call. We have the ability to do that, but it's up to the activists and the grassroots organizers to say, this is something that we believe in, this is a strategy, and it's incumbent on the grassroots, and the activists, to do the work and organize people to come to the National Hip Hop Convention. So I think that strategy obviously works, because it's the grassroots organizers, the people on the ground, that know the issues. We can't know every issue in every state and every city. That's like one of the main strategies, just having a local organizer committee set up.
Now, I understand that each of the local organizing committees are going to develop their sort of local and regional agendas, political agendas, based on whatever, you know, policies they have to address at their regional level. But what are the issues that are rising sort of as the national agenda items? Which are the ones that have come to the forefront so far?
Well, right now, some of the issues, obviously, talking about economic empowerment and economic policies that place the interests of people above interests of corporate profit, corporations, criminal and civil justice issues, public health and welfare, education empowerment, gender equality, sexual equality, international security, mass media, and we obviously just added immigrant rights as a separate category. So that's nine, what we would call principles of unity that can develop a platform. Within these nine, obviously the work is different in every community. What does mass media mean in Selma, Alabama? What does it mean in New York City? What does sexual equality mean in Florida? And what does it mean in Oakland, California? You know, that's why the delegates are very, they're key to this, obviously, because they're coming saying, well, we can't organize the way New York organizes around gender equity. We're going to organize in this way. And also bring up issues that obviously get lost in a big platform or a big principle of unity. A big platform. Issues always get lost. Those are some of the platform issues.
So local organizing is a strategy. How does that make this effort fundamentally different from, say, other mainstream efforts that are trying to address youth apathy? You know, MTV has Rock the Vote.
Because that's pretty much white liberals. This is targeting folks of color. And we're very clear that this is for folks of color to get involved. There's Rock the Vote, there's Rap the Vote. First of all, those are major nonprofits that want people to vote. But the question, they're not asking the right question. Who are you voting for? Just voting for Howard Dean, is that going to affect the lives of average African-American and Latinos? Probably not, because Clinton didn't affect us in a positive way. You know, so we're just not talking about Rock the Vote, register and get out and vote. We're talking about setting a political agenda that even uses not voting as a strategy to make a significant change. So what we're saying is, look, we're the hip-hop generation. We have power, and everyone seems to know we have the power but us. So it is incumbent on us to make noise during the 2004 election and make effective change by even gathering together and saying, this election is not going to happen without us being part of the process or being at the table.
Why don't you share with us some of the general sort of contact information for the Hip Hop Political Convention, and sort of tell folks how they can get in touch, and where, again, mention your hubs, because you guys have regional hubs all over the country, so that folks can reach out and make the connection if that's of interest to them.
So anybody who's listening and wants to get involved, especially in New York or New Jersey, it's very easy. The New York committees, all these committees are just starting, so anyone is welcome, and especially Asian American and Latino and indigenous folks. This, we can't look at hip-hop as a black thing, you know. Well, and a lot of folks are telling us, you know, we have to make this obviously we have to make this that everyone in the hip-hop generation understands that their issues are going to be addressed. So the National Hip-Hop Convention, you can reach us at 973-623-7711, 973-623-7711. Our website is hiphopconvention.org, and you can email us at info@hiphopconvention.org. And I know we'll be back more to talk about this. So, you know, folks, just email us and we'll direct you to the right LLC.
And I also want to mention www.indievoter.org. That's the League of Pissed Off Voters. It's another progressive block of young voters. www.indievoter.org. Rock the vote, y'all. Rock the vote. Do something but vote.
Well, we don't got much time for announcements on this show, but we want to let you know you've been listening to Student Voices for Peace here on WBAI 99.5 FM, Peace and Justice Radio. Student Voices and Rise Up Radio. Student Voices for Peace is a collective radio show by and for activist youth. If you want to get involved or comment on the show, call us 212-209-2948. Check out our website, studentvoicesforpeace.org. Rise Up Radio online at www.studentvoicesforpeace.org.
Okay, we're out.